It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, welcome to Swap Shop. And yours truly, Glenn Coble. Got to get my microphone working here. The show where you can sell your tchotchkes, you can announce your garage sale or your yard sale, you can announce your church bazaar. We'd love to hear from you. Anything that's going on, especially nonprofit organizations. We would love to make your announcements for you. Just give us a call, and we'll put you on the air for briefly. You just say where it is, when it is, and if there's any donation expected, we'll put those events on. I have a couple here that I'm supposed to talk about that I got from James Anderson about Marion. Marion Natural, he's our Marion Naturalist, and he's got given us a couple, and we'd be glad to have yours. The phone number is 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to sell, anything you'd like to announce, give us a call. Now, we don't take, as a general rule, we don't take anything that requires any kind of registration, like a gun or a car or a boat or a house. We won't take those, but we can take, you know, we can take your microwave that you're trying to get rid of. We can take your any of your tchotchkes that you have, and we have a phone call. Let's go right to the phone. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, we have a really nice upright base. It's a Schroeder. It comes with a stand and a padded, nice padded case. It has two bows. One's a horsehair, which is much more expensive, and a nylon one, synthetic one. My number is 740-360-8901.
Okay, now I missed some of that. So it's an upright base?
Yes, it's a nice big upright base. It's made in the United States. Most of the ones now are made in China.
Okay, yeah, now I used to play string bass in a folk trio, and I ended up selling my bass to a man from China.
Well, there you go.
So maybe we can get rid of yours. I'm sorry?
Maybe we'll sell this to you. Come on, take a look at it.
No, I'm pretty much overplaying the bass at my age, but I appreciate it.
Excellent condition. Looks like new.
It's in good condition. Okay, is it? Do you have a brand name on it?
It's a Schroeder.
Schroeder. Okay, I missed that. All right, I will announce that for you, and hopefully we can get rid of it for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right. Bye bye. That's a cool deal. An upright bass, and it's a Schroeder. It's in good condition. Now, I used to play string bass, and I forgot to ask him how much. Oh, sir, if you are still listening, you can call me back and give me the price that you want for it. Or if you just want to negotiate with people, that'll be okay, too. We'll give you a phone number, and they can call you either way. All right, it's an upright bass in good condition. It's a Schroeder. The phone number is 740-360-8901. And hopefully we can get that to somebody there. You know, there aren't a lot of bass players in the world. Now, there are probably more electric bass players, you know, guitar-style electric bass players, than there are upright. But this is an upright bass, I'm guessing that it's a full-size upright. Otherwise, he would have told us if it was a kid's size. If the gentleman who called in wants to add any information about it, other than I'm guessing it's a full size, and I'm also guessing that you will negotiate the price with the person that gives you a call. Now, I sold my bass to a gentleman in China for, it was close to $1,000. Now, my bass, and I played it for several years. Kind of an interesting story. I'm going to tell you the interesting story about it. There's, every town has its kind of unusual old man that wanders around the town and does things. Like he collects junk or he, goes to garage sales and talks to everybody, that type of guy. Well, we had one in Valparaiso, Indiana. And I had been selected, my folk trio that I played with had been selected to tour Europe. And my bass, the bass that I played at the time, was the school bass. I didn't own my own bass. So the word got out that I was really looking for a bass. And I got a call, and I wish I could remember what this gentleman's name was, because everybody knew him by a name that wasn't really his name, but it was like Old Sam or something like that. That's not it. But anyway, he wandered around town, and he picked up junk everywhere. Well, he called me, and I could tell when he called on the phone who it was, because he had a very distinctive voice, and he said that he had this bass that he had found, and it had been hit by a car, and he had spent $500 to have it repaired. So obviously he had some money that we didn't know about, but he had had it repaired at Lion and Healy in Chicago, which is a very fine music store. I assume they're still there. Probably the top music store in Chicago. But he had had it repaired there, so I knew it had been repaired correctly. And he said it needed a new bridge that had broken, and it needed new strings. But other than that, it was okay. So he said, come to my house. And his house was right across from our football practice field, and I played football. And so he said, I see you out playing football all the time. You could just come over and look at it. Well, I was a little reticent to do that. So I told my dad the story, and my dad said, after practice, I'll meet you, and we'll walk over together. And we did. And Old Joe was his name, Old Joe. And Old Joe had this bass in his garage, and it looked old. And I looked inside in the F-hole, you know, the little holes that are on either side of the bridge. They're called F-holes. And I looked in there because it'll tell you how old it is. And it said it was an Antona Stradivarius string bass made in 1776. That's what it said. And I thought, oh, my gosh, he's going to want a fortune for this. And he said all he wanted to do was get the 150. No. Yeah, that's what he had paid to have it repaired. He wanted to get the $150 back, just so it didn't cost him anything. And he'd love me to have the bass because he had heard that we were going to Europe. And my dad and I kind of looked at each other like, what is going on here? But Dad said, okay, we'll pay you. And he paid him $150 for the string bass that had been repaired. And we took it home and started looking into the background of Antonio Stradivarius. Well, I played violin before, and I know about a Stradivarius violin. You can't touch one for $150. You can't touch one for $1,050. So you can't touch one for $10,050. So we were both surprised and excited, and so I did a lot of research on it and found out that Antonio Stradivarius did not make string basses. Now, he had several family members that made different types of instruments and used his name so that they could sell them. And there were other counterfeit type things that had gone on back in that time period. People that weren't even closely related would make different. So we never did find out. We did take it back to Lyon and Healy in Chicago to ask them what we should insure it for, and they told us $5,000. And they agreed, no, it is not a Stradivarius. He didn't make string basses. So we insured it, and I took it and played it for probably 9 years, something like that. And eventually, I wasn't playing anymore, so I decided it was at a time where my wife and I were kind of struggling for money, and it was also not being played, and it took up a lot of room in our living room. So I put it on eBay. And sold it to a gentleman from China, and I think we sold it for close to $1,000. I don't really remember the total amount, but I got a good amount out of it. And by the way, many wooden instruments are held together by what they call fish glue, and fish glue dries out, and eventually it doesn't hold anymore. Well, I had had several of the seams had dried out and they weren't holding anymore. So when the person asked me, asked me what the condition of the string bass was, I was very clear and told him that it needed to be re-glued and probably refastened different places. And I mean, I told him everything that was wrong with it, and he still offered that full amount of money to me for the string bass, and we got rid of it. Okay, that's my story. Well, if you have something that you'd like to sell, we would like to sell it for you. Call 740-383-9944. We had a gentleman call in. He has the reason why I was talking about string basses, he has an upright bass, a Schroeder. He says it's in good condition. He'd like to talk to you about what he'd sell it to you for. 740-360-8901. Let me give you that number again. I know there aren't a lot of string bass players out there. The gentleman that called us in, I hope people are writing this down and will give to their uncle who plays string bass or their grandson who plays string bass, and maybe you'll get calls tomorrow or today. Let's hope they come today. 740-360-8901 for an upright string bass in good condition. It's a Schroeder bass. I hope he can sell that. It's close to my heart, string basses, and spent a lot of time. My string bass used to get me girlfriends. When I played with the folk trio, I would spin that string bass while we were playing. I'd hit, I'd be playing the bass and I'd slap it and it'd spin around a couple of times. They always thought I was cool. Now, if my wife, my only wife, if my wife had seen me do that, she would have said, "Oh, Glenn." She always thought that was over, that I overplayed everything. And I did. I was quite a show off. I must admit that. Still am. That's why I'm on the radio. I would do this for nothing. Well, I am doing this for nothing. I really enjoy it. Okay, let me ask you a trivia question. Do you know who is widely believed to have been the very first white settlers in what is presently called Marion City? What is called Marion City? Not the county. What is said called Marion City? Who were the very first white settlers? Now, obviously, there were Native Americans that were here, but we're looking for the first white settlers, Europeans, that had kind of settled this town. Not settled the county, but inside the radius of Marion City is right now. Well, the very first people were John Chandler and Edmund Hanford, and that was back in 1820. And I did get a message on my phone. I'll have to respond to that later. All right. John Chandler and Edmund Hanford were the very first two white settlers to live within the city limits of Marion. It wasn't a city yet, but they lived within what was considered what is now considered the city limits of Marion in 1820. Kind of interesting. Wouldn't you like to have been around, you know, just getting a flyback machine, a time machine, and go back just for a day? I don't want to live back then. People probably stunk pretty bad. and there was very little health. If you lived to a ripe old age, it was just because you had good genes, not because you had good medical insurance. Or, for that matter, a doctor. If you were lucky, maybe the witch doctor of the Native Americans would help you out, but we didn't have a lot of doctors. Now, you know, doctors go back not so far back. My grandfather was a doctor in Marion, Ohio, Marion, Indiana, which is Indianapolis. He actually, when he first started being a doctor, I'd guess it was the late 1800s, when he first started being a doctor, he actually let blood. He put leeches on people. That was one of the treatments. And we had, for a longest time, and I think we've lost it, it may still be around in all the junk we have in our house, but we had his kit to help put the leeches on and help bleed people. Yikes. Kind of a gross thing. But that's what they did, and that was just my grandfather. Now, I'm not a young man, and so my grandfather, that was back in the late 1800s, so that was a long time back, but still, it's within a generation of here. All right, who was the first white child born in Marion, Ohio? You know, there might have been somebody else, but this was one that they had accurate birth records for. Where and when was that child born, and what was the child's name? Do you know that? I'm going to give you the answer to that. I know you don't know that. Do you have family tales that you don't know whether they're true or not? I've got 100 of them. I'd hear them from my brother or my sister, and my brother was a consummate liar when he was young. I was not a fully truthful person either. I think most young kids tell some fibs to get out of trouble, right? But my brother just enjoyed telling lies, I think. we have lots of tales in my family. And I did have an aunt, not a Coble aunt, not even a Smith aunt. I can't remember. Her last name was Bean. Anyway, she looked everything up, and we have some connections so that she was allowed to be daughters of the Mayflower. And apparently we are related to the only child that lived that was born on the Mayflower. Now that, you know, could be a family tale of, well, we don't know whether it's true or not, but that has come down through my family since I was a young kid and told to me by my parents, so I naturally believed it. Whatever your parents say is naturally going to be the truth. Not that I've ever lied to my own kids. if they're listening, I never lied to you. All right. The first child born in Marion County, for which they had accurate birth records for, was Ruth Wyatt. And she was born in 1807 on the best west bank of Whetstone, near Waldo, near the little Whetstone River. So she was pretty, a lot of people lived around Whetstone. We have a lot of these trivia questions that show that the Whetstone area must have been a fairly populous area before Marion was even thought about. So kind of interesting. All right. I'm supposed to read these two for my swap shop. October 1st, which is today, the Wonderful World of Pawpaws is going on out at the Tallgrass Trail at 5 p.m. If you want to go to that, you better call them really quickly and find out if there's still room. Call 740-223-4161. I'll give you that number again for the Tallgrass Trail. 740-223-4161. I don't know if they're full up yet or not, but boy, I'd like to go to that. I can't, but I'd like to because I've got a couple pawpaws sitting in my kitchen right now that were given to me by James Anderson, the Marion County naturalist. And as soon as they start to show a little softness on the around them, I'm going to eat them. Never had one before, so we're going to find out. All right, October 9th, which is a little over a week from now, the Tallgrass Trail is going to have their bat and owl program. Now, James told me that bats and owls aren't good buddies. They're not going to have them together. So, but they're going to have it at the Tallgrass Trail at 7 p.m., 7 at night. They tell you you must bring a red flashlight. That's so that everybody's eyes can see at night, right? Including the owls. They have to be able to see, too, and you don't want to blind the critters, right? So bring a red flashlight because they're going to go out onto the trail, so you need a flashlight. You don't want to stumble over a root and break your neck, right? So give them a call again, that number, 740-223-4161. See if they still have some room. Many of the things are limited to 9 because of the COVID situation. So you better call first. Don't expect to be able to go if you don't call. Hey, if you want to send in stuff like this, announcements and things like that, you're welcome to send them. You got your pencil ready because I know you're going to take down notes on any things like the string bass that we're trying to sell for a gentleman. So write this down. This is where you can send stuff. If you're embarrassed about getting on the radio, I'll read your announcement for you. If you want to announce your yard sale, send it to, or announce that you're selling a tchotchke, send it to WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me read that again for you. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And I hope we can help you out. That'd be fun. Oh, and if you're interested in calling in right now, phone number is 740-383-9944. Let's get back to a little trivia, see what we've got here. And I want to, again, thank Fred Malone for giving me this Marion County historical trivia. Fred will be on, I forgot what date that was. I'll pull up here on my phone. My trusty phone will tell me that Fred's going to be here on, October? That's October. The 15th, he'll be here. The 15th from 10:15 to noon, Fred comes on the third Thursday. Yeah, third Thursday of every month, and tells us all about the history of Marion. It's really a good show. We're really getting a lot of really good people. We've got James Anderson, who comes on the following week or the fourth Thursday, and talks to us about about all things natural, you know, snakes and bats and owls and all sorts of things. And he'll be on the fourth Thursday. And now we have Dr. Feynman, who is, he knows everything about presidents and assassinations and politics and all that sort of stuff. He's an expert on history in general. and especially about political history. And he's on, he's now become kind of my regular guest every Wednesday during my program called A Progressive Life. Every Wednesday from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and love to have you turn that on. He's quite an interesting gentleman, and knows a lot of stuff. Knows a lot more than I do. That's for darn sure. We read Barack Obama's eulogy to John Lewis in the previous session on this show today, and it got me kind of fired up. I hope you didn't mind me getting up on my soapbox and talking about how we should treat each other. Now, I did say your pea brain. I didn't mean yours. I meant our little pea brains. Mine is no bigger than anybody else's, unlike some people that think they have the biggest brain in the world. I do not. I have a little pea brain. All right. What are the current names of the former East, West, North, and South streets here in Marion, as platted by what we found out was the founder of the city, Eber Baker? One of our callers called in and rightfully said Eber Baker was the founder of the city. Excuse me, I just dropped my phone. All right. Anyway, what was the name of the four streets, the original names of the former East, West, and North streets in Marion? How were they platted? What were their names as Eber Baker named them? East Street was State Street. West Street was has become Prospect. Okay, let me say that again. East Street has become State Street. West Street has become Prospect Street. North Street has become Huber Street. And South Street is now Church Street. Interesting, huh? Now, you know why they named it Church Street. There are a lot of churches on Church Street. All right. I hope you're having a good day. You're listening to Swap Shop. Earlier, before this, we had on the air with me. And before that, I was even on the show before that, welcoming or congratulating our very own national treasurer, Mary Ellen Withrow. It was, tomorrow is her 90th birthday. She doesn't look a day over 50. She's a sweet person, boy, I hope I look as good as she looks when I'm 90. I hope I get to 90. I hope I get to 75. All right. You're listening here, and we have a gentleman call in. He's trying to get rid of an upright string bass. It's in good condition. It's a Schroeder brand string bass. You'll have to call him because I neglected to ask him how much he wants for it. And I'm not sure. You know, it's one of those things that's got to be negotiable because a string bass is a pretty big instrument. You're not going to get it for $5. Well, I don't know. Maybe you will. But my guess is you're not going to get it for $5. Upright string bass Schroeder in good condition. Call 740-360-8901. Again, that's 740-360-8901. Hey, I also had another thought. If by chance you miss a number, you're going to have to call quickly. But as soon as I go off the air, and you'll know that because you'll hear our public service announcements come on and our advertisements coming on. Well, they're not really called advertisements, but our underwriting come on. Call the station. Call that number, 743-9944. And I'll I'll hang in here for 3 or 4 minutes in case I get a phone call, and I'll, if you didn't get the number, I'll give it to you. All right? Yeah, I hang in here anyway. I spray everything down with the disinfectant and wash my hands, and you know, I do a little cleanup as I leave. So you can, you're always welcome to do that, if it's this week or next week or whenever. All right. Let's see. Oh yeah, I was going to mention the two events that are going on out at the Tallgrass Trail this week and next week. Tonight, the Wonderful World of Pawpaws, which is a fruit off of a tree, very perishable. It's something you have to eat when you have the chance to eat it, right? Anyway, the Wonderful World of Pawpaws, it's going to be out at the Tallgrass Trail at 5 p.m. Now, if you want to go, make sure, and he says they will, they may even have real fruit for you to try. But if you want to go, call first, because they have a limit of 9 people to these things. Their number, you got your pencil ready? 740-223-4161. And they're also having a bat and owl program. Not that the bats and owls are the best of friends. It's just a program to talk about bats and owls. They're going to have that at the Tallgrass Trail on at 7 p.m. On October 9th. So they suggest, they tell you you need to bring a red flashlight. You know, it's for their visual acuity, I guess. A red flashlight, and they're going to go out on the trail, and that's why you need the red flashlight. So, anyway, but give them a call. Again, the number is 740-223-4161. You can head on out there, but I would call first, because they may not have room for you, and we hate to see you get left behind, right? All right. Another trivia question given to us by Fred Malone of the Historical Society. Where was Marion County's primary station on the Underground Railroad? Where was it located? Kind of interesting that Marion was so active in the Underground Railroad. I didn't know that till we moved up here, and I took a class in Marion something or other, leadership, Marion leadership. And that was one of the things I learned there. And we went to a house that was part of the Underground Railroad, which was, I think it was over on Reed Street. No, it wasn't on Reed Street. It was, I don't remember what the street it was on. But anyway, it was quite interesting to know that there were houses in Marion where they secreted the African-American escaped slaves so that they could keep heading north and get away from their former owners, I guess you call them. Anyway, where was Marion County's primary station on the Underground Railroad? Where was it located? Well, it was at 529, Route 529 and 746. It was the Josh Morris House. I guess it's at the corner there, 529 and 746 on those the corner of those two routes. And that was a great thing that people had to have a lot of nerve to participate in, because I'm certain that they got in a lot of trouble if an escaped slave was found in their house. What building in Marion is believed to be by many, by area historians, to be the oldest brick building in the city? That's kind of interesting. And it was built in 1832. What building do you suppose that was? It's at 270 East Center Street. It was called the Bowen House, but it's now Lipley's, you know, the place where printing shop. That was the, they believe Now, nobody has that written down, I guess, but many historians believe that that was the first brick building in the city of Marion, the Bowen House, which is now Lipley's. All right, pretty good, huh? Well, let me give you one last chance to, well, maybe the penultimate chance of getting this upright string bass at a Schroeder bass, 740-360-8901. We have a caller. Let's go to the phone. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yeah, I tried last week and didn't get any luck, so we'll try it again this week.
Okay.
Got a utility trailer. It was originally a farm trailer with a tilt bed, and it has its inside measurements of it are 71.5 by 46 mm-hmm. by 12 high.
Mm-hmm.
That's the inside measurements of the trailer.
Right.
And yep. 16-inch tires, a solid axle.
Okay.
And it can be pulled behind a tractor okay. or a lawn tractor or an automobile or a truck.
Okay, so it has the tongue on it so that you can use a ball.
Right, yeah.
Okay, very good. So all right.
Anyway, it's got that tilt bed, makes it a lot
oh,
easier
yeah.
to unload sometimes or sometimes load things.
And
well, anyway, I'll take $75 for
yep,
it.
Yep, I thought I remembered that because I was interested. And I asked my wife, can I go see that? And she said, absolutely not. We don't have any room in our driveway.
She wouldn't let you come
no.
see it?
No. Made me mad because I'd love to have one so I could, you know, haul dirt around. But, well, we do have a trailer in my driveway and two cars. So, and no room in my garage.
Okay. All right.
I'll announce that again. Thank you very much.
My phone number is...
Oh, yeah. I do need that.
740-389-1611.
Mm-hmm. 740-389-1611.
Right.
Okay. I'll announce it another time or two before we get off the air, and hopefully we can get rid of it for you this week.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I remember that. I went home and I said, hey, a guy wants to sell a trailer. Can I get it? I said, it's cheap. She said, no, we don't have any room. My wife's such a bossy lady. She's a nice lady, but she's a bossy lady. She won't let me have anything I want. All right, that's a utility trailer that he's trying to sell. It's got 6-inch tires and wheels. It's the type that tilts, so you could actually drive a tractor up on the back of it, you know, which is a neat device. It's 71 inches long, 46 inches wide, and it has 12 inches deep. So, you know, from the ground bed of it up to the top of its rail, I guess. All he wants is $75. Now, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. And you can tow it because it has a tongue that allow a ball to fit in it. So, but all he wants is $75. His number is 740-389-1611. All right? And again, that upright bass that we're trying to get rid of for you gentlemen, it's a Schroeder bass, which I remember that name. I never had one. I think it's probably the same quality as a K, which is pretty decent, you know, student quality. It may be a little bit better than that. It's in good condition. 740-360-8901. Okay, for the string bass, 740-360-8901. And for the utility trailer, 740-389-1611. All right. Hope somebody will at least check in on it. I don't need another string bass. I still want that trailer, though. I know I will not get my will. My wife is kind of a bossy lady. I told you that already, right? I hope she's not listening today or I won't get any dinner. Not that she cooks dinner all the time. I cook dinner so many times. I cook breakfast more often than dinner. I love eggs. I'm not supposed to have a lot of them, but twice a week I cook breakfast for both of us. And sometimes I do our cereal and toast in the morning. But anyway, not that you should care about my family life. I have a wonderful family life. I've been married for 50 years. Not too many people can say that yet. You got to get old. You got to get past it. Now, Mary Ellen Withrow, I think I saw that she and her husband celebrated their 72nd wedding anniversary. What a wonderful. Oh, well, I just can only hope that I have such a wonderful life. And I hope she has a whole lot more. All right. One last time, let me go over what we have so far. We have a October 1st. There's a an event that's today at the Tallgrass Trail called The Wonderful World of Pawpaws. Starts at 5 o'clock. They may have real fruit there to eat. Phone number 740-223-4161. And also on October 9th, they're going to do a bat and owl program at the Tallgrass Trail at 7 p.m. They want you to bring a red flashlight so you can go out on the trail. 740-223-4161. We have a gentleman that's trying to get rid of an upright bass, string bass, you know, one of those big tall ones. It's in good condition. It's a Schroeder. I neglected to ask him how much he wants for it, but I'm sure with a phone call to his house, you can find out what he's looking for. 740-360-8901. And we also have a gentleman just called in. This is his second week. One more week and he'll be a three-timer. I don't know what that means. But he's trying to sell a utility trailer. It has 16-inch tires and wheels. It has the tilt function so that you can, you know, drive your little tractor, your yard tractor up into the back of it. It's 71 inches deep by 46 inches wide and 12 inches from the bottom of the bed to the top of the rail. I should have said 71 inches long, 46 inches wide. Kind of confuse you there, right? He wants $75 for that. That's an awfully good price. It's got the tongue, so you can use a ball to, you know, on the back of your car to haul it around. 740-389-1611. Let me give you those two phone numbers one more time. The string bass, 740-360-8901, and the utility trailer, 740-389-1611. Well, you've been listening all afternoon, or since we started at 12:15. You've listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We'll be back next week with the same lineup, and hopefully we can get rid of these things for these folks. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And don't forget to say happy birthday to Mary Ellen Withrow if you happen to see her on the street. Tomorrow's her birthday, 90th birthday. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.